Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
I'm Kylie Walczak, your host today on Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm also the coordinator for Cyclovia Tucson, which is a program of the Living Streets Alliance. It's a biannual event where we close down a network of streets to cars in order to open them up to people for walking, biking, skateboarding, playing, and just good old-fashioned reconnecting in public space. I'm really excited about today's episode because I am joined by Gil Peñalosa, the founder of the Cyclovia movement in Bogota, Colombia. Gil's joining me today by phone from Utah. Welcome, Gil.
Thank you.
People always ask me, is it Cyclovia, Cyclovia, Cyclovia? How do you say it?
Well, you know, actually, I think that it's better to have a different name that would have no relation to cycling, because obviously everybody who rides bikes will come, and about 60% of the participants usually are riding bicycles, but it's also about people walking and skating and running and just sitting down and watching people. Most of the cities in the U.S. are calling it open street. If not open street, some people call it like recreational street. But I would say the most common name in the U.S. is open streets.
Cyclovia was a way to bring people together in a place that didn't have a lot of open space or public space. Can you tell me more about your inspiration?
Two things. First, my big inspiration was Central Park. When I became commissioner, I was reading the biography of Fred Olmsted, who did most of the large parks in North America, including Central Park. And he said that 160 years ago, he said everybody in New York hated everybody. The locals and the immigrants, the blacks and the white, the rich and the poor. And he said they don't know each other. They don't live in the same buildings. Their children don't go to the same schools. We need to create places where people can meet as equals. And that was my inspiration. I found in Bogota there was a program already in existence with a few miles and a few thousand people. And in 3 years, we turned it into the world's largest pop-up park. So we basically open streets to people, from set to cars, every Sunday and holiday. We get about 1.7 million people every Sunday of the year. So basically one out of four people come out to walk or bike or skate. Why is it important to do 75 miles? Because we need to interconnect the whole city, the wealthiest neighbors, the poorest neighbors, east, west, north, south. So that's why it was important. And from the point of view of public space, something that is interesting is for everybody in Tucson to understand that if you look at the city from the air, more than one third of the city are streets. And those streets are public spaces that they belong to everybody. And they can have different uses according to the time of the day of the week of the year. And that's what Open Streets or Cyclovia does, is to transform the streets to have different uses.
Gil Peñalosa will be traveling to Tucson on April 5th to give a free public lecture about his experience as the creator of Cyclovia's The Open Streets Movement, and also about his work traveling around the world to advise cities and governments on how to build inclusive cities for all ages. We invite you to join us for that free public talk at the Rialto Theater on Thursday, April 5th at 7 p.m. For more information and to listen to the unedited version of this interview, visit KXCI.org and find Pedaling the Pueblo. I want to say thank you
very much.
Thank
so
you,
I'll
Gil.
See you in a few weeks.
And thank you for joining us on Pedaling the Pueblo.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.